Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it? That's my story. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Did I say that already? I don't think so. But, you know, you can with a name like that, you can never hear it too much, right? Another story I'm sticking to. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey Zabar is here. There's an echo, I guess, today. Jeffrey Zabar is our good friend, the Chief Home Officer, the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That was a national award. Might have been a global award that the SBA gave him back in 2001. He's the author of a number of books, including Safe at Home and including Teleworking and Telecommuting. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
The British are coming. Jeff Zabar is here.
Jim, how are you?
I'm great. It's good to have you back.
Great to be with you.
Hey, Jeff.
Fine, glorious, chilly little Thursday morning in South Florida. This is what you work
why is
from
it chilly
home
for. Why is it chilly in South Florida? That's not
well,
that's not
chilly
loud.
Is a relative term. I don't know if in Alabama or New York or California they would say that, yeah. You know, probably 55, 58 degrees at 7 a.m. is chilly. But
55 in South Florida is pretty chilly, I guess.
The best part is it's why we down here tolerate July.
Yeah.
Okay, so that come August, or excuse me, August, that's why we tolerate August, too, so that come, late October, November through about March or April.
It's pretty darn nice on that.
You can keep your, in most days you can't keep your doors open, but all week I've had my door open, big sliding glass door open, the window in my office, and that's the benefit
of
home office.
He's home-based, this guy walks the talk. He doesn't just talk about being a micropreneur and being home-based, he walks the talk. Jeffrey, here's a question for you. And maybe we'll talk about this most of the hour, even with our next guest. In the economically challenging times, an awful lot of the problem we have right now is not in the evidence before us. Although there are plenty of challenges in the evidence in front of us, but an awful lot of what holds us back, and is what is setting back our economy, is in the real estate between our ears.
Right.
It's our attitude, it's our emotions. For some reason, we've gotten to this thing about watching the stock market, which is an absolutely irrational, illogical, schizophrenic, bipolar nutcase. Something that goes up and down the way it has been has nothing to do with the economy, has nothing to do with the viability of any of our businesses, has nothing to do with Main Street. It is its own wacky, insane asylum that Wall Street is. And we watch that, though, and that makes us nuts. And sometimes I think we get the idea that things are so bad that when we go out and we try to call on a customer or prospect, we kind of have this feeling that maybe nobody loves us anymore. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I think that if we listen, it's the opposite is an athlete or a celebrity who sees no wrong in themselves. And the saying is, you've been reading too many of your press clippings.
Right.
And that's what we go through as small business owners, because we do feel it, because we do have clients. In my case, I have clients who have said, just now's not a good time, and so I've had to go out and I quoted you in a blog entry I did yesterday saying we eat what we kill. Have to go out and we have to hunt, kill, gather, and field dress our prey, and without sounding graphic, but it's what we have to do. And we have clients. I have clients who have backed off of late. They just don't have the money. Or I have clients who are still active, but Jeff, what was 30 is going to take about 45 to pay. And so you can't help but feel it. But by taking that bolus dose in the arm every day of watching Fox or CNN and seeing the ticker go down, or this week it went up, but just, the highs are fake in as much as the lows are temporary.
And probably not justified.
And probably not justified in some respects.
The highs are too high, and the lows are not justified.
Absolutely. I mean, they're weak. They may take a while, but you know, in as much as I'm in my mid 40s, and I've given up looking at my investment statements because I know that at mid 40, I still have a few years left for my economy, for my stocks and my investments to rebound. So I try and take that, and I say, get that out of your mind.
Right.
Focus on business.
It's information. It's information that's not benefiting you now. For one thing, even if the news was good on your statement, that would be news that would might give you some kind of a false impression about your prosperity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
but,
you know, I was
how do we how do we get our dauber? How do we keep from getting our dauber down? Jeff, how do we keep our chin up? How do we make sure? And here's one. Let me get you started with one that I remind myself about. If I don't, let me back up and say it this way. I plan on being in business the entire year of 2009. I plan on being in business in 2010, 11, 12, hopefully, God willing, even further. The only way I can accomplish that is if I survive and even thrive today and tomorrow and a month and 2 months and 6 months from now. So what I tell myself is, okay, you know, you can have this pity party if you want to. You can be woe is me. Nobody loves me anymore if you want to. But you know what? I got to make it happen. I don't have a choice. If I'm going to survive, I've got to make it happen today. And that makes me say, okay, knock on the door. I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?
Right. That's exactly it. I mean, you know, we've quoted and joked about Gone with the Wind in the past. You know, after all, tomorrow is another day, or whatever
right.
the line, the specifics of
right.
the line were.
Right.
And how it, but it is true. And the alternative is untenable. And one thing that I always say when I talk to and write about entrepreneurship and soloship, and especially when talking about working from home, is what's your alternative?
Yep.
What's the alternative to not opening tomorrow or looking at tomorrow? And I don't mean, you know, realistically tomorrow, Friday, but tomorrow being any day, as being, because who cares? Everyone's got their own problems. B, you want to go back and get a day job? You know, for me as a home based, or you as a fellow 1099er in this space?
That'll motivate you.
That would motivate, because, and C, okay, you want a day job? Go find one.
But you know, and the people that you talk to every day, and me too to a degree, when those members of my audience who are home based, who are micropreneurs, I have had a special challenge right now because we spend a lot of time by ourselves in our home offices. Those who are home based in our, you know, without a lot of support staff around us a lot of times. And when we come back, I want you to talk about that. How do the sole proprietors, how do the micropreneurs, the home based business folks, how do they make sure that they stay motivated in a tough economy? We'll do that right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Little ZZ Top bringing us back. There was that little band from Texas. The title of that song is Rough Boy, one of their best ones, I think. 23 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out. Use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, why don't you hang out with us? Come in, hang out with us, use our stuff. Jeffrey Zabar is all over all of our websites. He's deposited many pearls of wisdom with us over the years, and for that we thank him very much. Jeffrey, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you too, please.
You can find me at chiefhomeofficer.com, and there's a lot of good information, a lot of blogs, a lot of content. In fact, a blog entry recently, report 5 in 4 home offices too nervous to take surveys, and it's really what we're talking about.
Say that again.
5 in 4 home offices too nervous to take surveys. It's supposed to be 4 and 5, but I played on. If I have to explain,
yeah,
it,
I got that part. I'm talking about the survey thing.
Too nervous. Well, the whole concept it opens with just quickly. Newsflash: American Express Open released two surveys of small business owners on the perception of the state of the economy. They found that entrepreneurs reported quote high levels of stress over the economy end quote 1 in 5 fear going out of business. And then I said, yeah. Really? Have I been living in a home office cave in the Appalachians recently? I had no idea.
Yeah.
So the point is exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That yes, there's still stress. How you handle the stress is what makes the difference. You know, you're leading into discussing about how to get through this, how to look at the new day. And frankly, the way I do it is while it's number 3 in my list, it really should be number 1. You know, you were commenting on the fact that home officers tend to stay at home.
We stay in our cave.
We stay in our cave. Why not?
It's like our sanctum sanctorum, you know?
Absolutely. Take a client to lunch. You know, get out there, make a phone call, take someone to lunch, go start making lunch dates. You know, I forgot who the author is, but the book is Never Eat Alone. And that's the concept. It's just networking, getting out, meeting with people. Ideas will flourish. People may come up with an idea that fits what you're doing. They might be able to toss some coin your way for a project or, you know, something along those lines. And as I go through about, you know, 5 or 8 different types of tips, one of which is the fact that I was moderating a panel recently of publicists and fellow journalists, and somebody in the audience held up his hand and said, look, I'm in PR, but I also counsel clients, and they're getting very nervous, and they're sick of all the bad news. Why can't you guys write about good news?
Right, right.
And I said, you want good news? Read the comics. I said, read AMC, you know, go watch AMC, watch a classic movie. I said, the newspaper is not about giving you good news, not to quote Fox, but we report, you decide. I mean, if we put the news
But Jeffrey, I'm going to disagree with you on that because the media has a stake in getting you to watch them, put your eyeballs on their stuff.
True.
And the way they do that is by spinning it in a sensational way that has been going over the top lately. I mean, if you watch any of the things, especially Fox. I mean, Fox is one of the worst.
Well, I don't.
You know, if
necessarily espouse it.
If everything is breaking news, then nothing is breaking news.
Right.
See,
right.
That's the problem I've got with all the networks, for example, and the headlines. If you read the headlines are much more sensational than they have to be, and they've gotten to the point. I've actually seen. I have many cases where. Anyway, I don't want to get off on that too much because. But the point we have to make here is, folks. We have to become, I think the argument that you need to make, that you were making, and the way I'll spin that is, we've got to become our own stewards.
Filter.
Stewards, exactly. We've got to become better consumers of information.
Absolutely.
And realize that when people, why are people saying this to us? Well, it's not that the news is bad, it's that they need you to watch them, to read them.
Right.
But back to, I want to come back to our prime audience here. The micropreneur, one of the things that I did when I was home-based, when I was a teleworker back in the 70s, is I got up every day and I dressed as if I were going to work downtown.
Right.
Every day, even if I was going to stay in the office. I put a coat and a tie on, and I was in my home office as if I were downtown. And that made me and then any time I felt like I was getting a little bit closed in and maybe getting a little bit too much of a caveman, I would get in my automobile and I'd go, even if I didn't have anywhere to go, even if I didn't have any appointments, I'd go downtown, I'd go into the marketplace, and I'd find a way to spend time with people. And you know what? It was amazing how many times just blundering around, if I didn't have anywhere to go, I'd run into business opportunities.
Back in college,
it ain't going to happen if you're at home.
No, in college, I had a friend who would dress for success before every test, so he had that successful frame of mind, and I completely agree with you. You get up, you shower, you shave, you dress. If you can't, if you're not feeling inspired at home, then you get up and you go out, and you go down to the local coffee shop, and you schmooze with people, and you open up your laptop, you do a little work. You can also just work outside of your environment.
Just go around and be around people. You know, I used to call it being on the pavement.
Absolutely.
If things aren't happening for you, you get inside your own four walls and they get closer and closer. You got to get up and get off your backside, get on your up on your hind legs, and go out into the marketplace on the pavement.
Absolutely. You got to get out there, you get active, you network, you take someone to lunch, you take several people to lunch, you start making more lunch dates. Now, certainly there's a flip side. You got to pay for it. But you know what? Business, in as much as now is no time to stop your marketing, now is no time to stop your networking, and you got to get out there.
Thank you, Jeff, for being here. Good job today. Give us the website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. Thanks, Jeff. See you next time.
Always great to be with you. Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back after these messages with our good buddy Brad Huskin. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.